Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Johnny Gorrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Stigman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dick Stigman. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting third. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gene Green. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pedro Ramos. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Pedro Ramos. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive towards the mound. Ramos reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Virals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is hit by the pitch. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell strikes out. Two outs. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards short. Virals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano strikes out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock takes first base on ball 4. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos strikes out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher fields the ball and throws to Stigman covering. Safe. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Francona. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Francona steals second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mincher hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ramos fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves strikes out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland strikes out. Batty drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Kirkland out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Adcock takes first base on ball 4. Romano moves to second. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. the Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Gorrell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Twins. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 0-for-1 in the game. Stigman strikes out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rollins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stigman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Woody Held pinch hits for Pedro Ramos. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kindle moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kindle moves to third. Held moves to second. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-2 in the game. Alves strikes out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Walker now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mincher moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Mincher moves to third. Hall moves to second. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gorrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mincher scores. Hall scores. Batty moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-0, Twins. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 0 for 2 in the game. Stigman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Romano moves to second. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 3 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rollins bunts towards the mound. Walker fields it and throws to first for the out. Verhals moves to second. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 3 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mincher hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-0, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 3 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Tasby pinch hits for Jerry Walker. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a pop-up towards short. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Brown reaches second base with a double. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 3 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allen now pitching. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hall is called out on strikes. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. he's got 4 RBIs. Gorrell hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 0 for 3 in the game. Stigman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Batty moves to second. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Batty scores. Stigman moves to second. It's 9 to nothing, Twins. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 3 in the game. Kirkland is called out on strikes. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Adcock hits a pop-up towards short. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 4 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lenny Green pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Mincher is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 4 in the game. Allison strikes out. There goes Green. The throw from Romano to second, and Green is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bernie Allen now playing second base. Lenny Green now playing center field. Jimmy Hall now playing left field. Johnny Gorrell now playing third base. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 3 in the game. Green hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison. Green reaches second base with a double. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kindle strikes out. One out. Mike DeLahaz pinch hits for Bob Allen. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.